From Ray Flanagan and the Authorities. Real quick, starting off that set was Brian Lissick. There's a method to my madness, by the way, because all of these bands that we played before you, Raymond, you've played in all those bands.
At some point, yes, sir.
So Brian Lissick starting us off.
Yes.
Old Boy with Run, Brent Kirby and His Luck with I Can Make You, and Ray Flanagan and the Authorities from their new album, Hard Shell to Break, Decider. What's going on, guys? Ray and Russ.
So, what's going on?
Russ, how's that microphone working?
It's just fine.
Good, good. Well, you've got a big show coming up this Saturday at the Beachland. Tell me about it.
All right, so this is our second record, and We got a show coming up at the Beachland Tavern, and Brent Kirby and his luck are opening up. It's going to be a good night of rock and roll.
That didn't sound too convincing. Can you scream it maybe into the microphone?
You want me to scream it into the microphone?
Yeah, hold on. Wait one second. You're on three. Okay, now pretend like you're a car ad, like those guys selling cars, yeah. You know, on the radio or whatever. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
I can do it more like a monster truck.
Yeah, pretend like it's a monster truck commercial. Here we go. Go.
Saturday, the Beachland Tavern. Brent Kirby and his luck, and Ray Flanagan and the Authority.
Rock and roll.
Is that better?
Oh, that was so good. We may have to use that for a promo at some point here. That's great.
Yeah,
that's
I'm trying
awesome.
To get into that anyway, so I'm trying to break into that industry. So
monster truck.
Yeah, I love monster trucks. They're sweet.
They're very loud.
Well, I mean, you've done everything else in town here. Both of you guys, actually. You've played with so many different bands. I mean, we just talked about Brian Lissick and Old Boy and Brent. Is there a band in town you haven't played with?
This guy, Jason Patrick Meyer. I'm not sure about him, but...
That's a lie. We tore it up a couple weeks ago. Cool. Well, awesome album. I've told you this, and we've been sitting on it here at Neo Rocks for a couple months now, and you told us, hey, you're only allowed to play the song we just heard, Decider. He said, that's it. That's the only song you can play. It's been so hard for me not to sneak over here on this board and just play my favorite song, which we're going to hear in just a little bit, It's Just Rain, but... I did my best for you, Ray.
Yeah, I appreciate that. We'd really just, I think it's funny to make you guys sit on it. But.
So really, there was no real strategy behind it. You just wanted to make us suffer, basically.
Pretty much.
Awesome. Do you have a favorite song on the album?
I think, I like It's Just Rain. I think it's maybe the most, like, lyrically mature on there, maybe. But I also like Decider because it's very loud. Like anything that's loud.
Now, you kind of released this, your last album. When was that released?
July 25th last year.
Okay. So, I mean, this came out pretty quick. So within a year, you've got more material. Do you have more on the horizon right now as we speak?
I do. I sure do. I always do.
And you're probably going to give it to us and just not let us play it then, huh?
Maybe.
Awesome. All right, cool. Well, again, you're here to promote the big show at the Beachland this Saturday with Brent Kirby and his luck, Ray Flanagan and the Authorities, and we should mention DJ Sean is going to be there as well.
Yeah, DJ Sean Brewster going to be spinning some records, and we're currently fighting over what's going to be played, so it'll be a fun time.
All right, so can you let us in on a little inside information here? Like, what do you want to hear, and what do you not want to hear? Not necessarily what Sean is wants to play or whatever, but... I know you're a big Taylor Swift fan. I mean, is that going to come in?
I actually am a big Taylor Swift fan, and I told him that's all fair game. But I did tell him, and we're not really fighting. He's just being super cool about, like, hey, what do you want me to do? But I did tell him that if he plays Wagon Wheel, I would kick him out.
Wait, so we could sign you up for a Wagon Wheel hater?
Oh, yeah. You should have heard it. I played it the other day with this band. And I have a big muff pedal. I don't know if for those of you who don't know, it's a fuzz pedal that sounds like just metal Black Sabbath sound. And I play with this band, and they start playing Wagon Wheel, and I just left that pedal on the whole time and played it like it was a metal song. Let them know how much I liked what we were doing.
He gave us a treatment.
Yeah. And Russ, what did you do? Did you turn up your keyboards? Or
I wasn't there.
He wasn't there.
You weren't there.
He,
okay.
He didn't even show up.
Yeah.
So why do you hate Wagon Wheel so much?
Why do you say Wagon Wheel?
Wagon.
I don't know. I think it's funny to see your face when I say it. So.
I think you just said it wrong.
Yeah, I think.
Nice. Well, we're going to get back to your music. Ray Flanagan, nice. The Authorities. My personal favorite song off of the new album, Heart Shell to Break. It's Just Rain here on Neo Rocks.
From my slumber, when it shook the earth with rolling rumble.
brand new. Finally, we can play it. Yes. Ray Flanagan and the Authorities with It's Just Rain. I'm looking on my computer right now, Ray. I'm trying to show you something. Hold on. This is great radio, by the way, when you make everybody wait.
Yeah, it's cool.
Just because I'm doing this. But I wanted to show you. I do a cover of that song because I think it's one of my favorites you've ever written.
Oh, thank you very much,
absolutely,
man.
Absolutely. Lyrically, I mean, you were talking lyrically with this one. I think overall, the entire record, you've kind of stepped up lyrically.
Thanks. Yeah, I think my direction is just to be totally focused on songs. And I feel like, and coming from a place where I was more focused maybe on the musician side of things, and then it just took me getting out of my bedroom, which I encourage all, especially guitar players, because they're the worst to get out. Go out and play with other people. But just being around people and seeing in a lot of people play live, and lots of great songwriters around Northeast Ohio, like Brent Kirby and Roger Hoover and Chris Allen and some of these guys around town, and you just how they can move people. To me, my shift is just focused more towards songs. And even this, I think it's a big step in the direction from where the first record was, but I still think it's not quite as focused. But I think it's a step in the right direction, right. And I'm really happy with the way it turned out.
Well, people come to me all the time and they say, how is he that good, like on guitar? And I tell them, I said, well, here's the secret. I think he used to just lock himself in his bedroom and just play his you-know-what off, and that hasn't gone away. I mean, you know, that's not going to go away because that's who you are. But what you said, I think you getting out, and you're like a sponge. You get out there, and now it's like you absorbed everything. And, man, it's showing. It really showed this
record. I try to always be a sponge. Thank you, first of all. But I try to always be a sponge for everything. But the difference is when you're a sponge for stuff like in your bedroom, when you're like – or especially now when you can just learn stuff off YouTube, like you learn more information than you actually know what to do with. Right. And I found myself like learning all of this technical stuff and then go to a blues jam and have no idea how to play Stormy Monday or something. Mm-hmm. It's like knowing a bunch of big words that you don't know what they mean. It's like you have no context for how you're supposed to actually use those things.
That's a great way to put it.
So, yeah.
And the other thing I like about you too, and this is the last compliment I'm going to give you, okay? So we're done after, I think this is the third one. But you really focus, and we've had so many conversations, you know, 12, 2 in the morning, whatever, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, 12, 2, my favorite time.
Yeah, 12. I meant midnight, 2 in the morning, 3 in the afternoon on the phone, but we talk about music, and man, you like music that has substance. I mean, we talk about popular artists that are out there now, and you'll say, oh, that guy is, you know, terrible, or, you know, this guy is great because
he's trying to get
music
me to call people out?
No, I'm talking like
Brian.
You're right. I mean, hey, if you want to. I don't think he's listening right now, but
yeah, if he is, I'll say it anyways.
But that's something else, it seems like, that's important to you, is that the songs actually, they have substance. They mean something.
I just think it needs to come from somewhere that's genuine. It's not like you have to write a Dylan song. But because, for instance, like we were talking about Taylor Swift before, I think like she's incredible. Like you're not looking. You have to know what you're trying to get out of it too, and for what she's doing, which is just writing these like killer pop tunes. Mm-hmm. Like you're not listening to her to get that out of the, I don't know. I feel like maybe I'm wrong, but but a lot of times I have a good sense for whether it's coming from a genuine place or like when it's just something like a lot of these modern country tunes that are like, you could tell that you could just tell that they didn't write them, and they're not actually singing about anything. It's that thing of like same thing with like playing guitar where like you could tell when it's nonsense and when it has a purpose.
So what I'm hearing is that you're not going to talk about any pickup trucks or dogs in any of your songs.
If I did, it'd be because I have a pickup truck and I have a dog, and I do have a dog, but.
Okay,
he's not in any of the songs as of yet. He hasn't done anything that's that interesting other than be a dog.
Well, right now you are holding a guitar that is, let's just say, vintage.
Yeah.
What's that about? I'm going to take a picture, by the way, and
put
that up.
Yeah, this guitar, I found this old Gibson the other day.
I found it.
Well, my brother, Russ, here, who I don't know if he said a word yet, but he's over here.
I found the guitar.
He plays keys in the band, and this is a 1923... Gibson Style L Junior, and I found it at Guitar Center, and I really did shouldn't have bought a new guitar, but I hit one chord on it, and it's like when you meet a girl and you're not expecting to, and then you're like, uh-oh. So I got rid of a bunch of stuff that I had and traded in for the guitar, and now I have it. I just, it was like, I found it, and I hit a chord, and I was like, nobody else can have this except me, so now it's mine.
Well, how about you play a tune for us?
Sure.
What do you want to do?
I'm going to do a new tune, newer than the record even, but we'll play it on Saturday, so, if we're going to play stuff from the record, we'll let it go off from the actual CD.
Beautiful.
I'm going to play something that's not recorded yet.
Ray Flanagan here on Neo Rocks.
There's a king I used to stand for, on a throne, together throne. Hounds kept him at bay, left him comforted alone. There's temptation and confusion, and a change that brought him down. And a girl crying for love, when there was no love to be found. I don't feel bad about it. I don't leave, I just get rid. Innocent the way you want me, I don't take what I can't give. No, I can't take what I can't give. Stood beside you at the tavern, my hands around your hips. Took a week of decompression just to wash you from my lips. Found nothing in your eyes, just as empty as the skies. Like some backdrop for wondering why we end up here. But I don't feel bad about it. I don't leave, I just get rid. Innocent way you want me, I don't take what I can't give. No, I can't take what I can't give. Sudden shift in power left the faithful less than few. Sometimes the wishes you would change are the ones that come true. But I don't feel bad about it. I don't leave, I just get rid. Innocent the way you want me, I don't take what I can't give. I can't take what I can't give. Oh, oh, oh.
Yeah. Beautiful. That sounded good on that old piece of wood, though.
Thank you. I love this thing, man.
Man, 1923.
69 years older than me.
Oh, my God.
That's just a fact, Jason.
I understand that. That's
1992. Takeaway 1923. 69.
It took you a while to come up with that on the ride over here, didn't it? You're doing the math, like, what can I say to make Jason feel
No, that's
weird
why I bought it.
Air? Can you imagine how many people have played that thing? I mean, can you
lot. That or one guy played it a lot, but it's very, I wish people could see this. We're on the radio. It doesn't matter. But it's a very old guitar, and it looks like it was run over by several trucks.
Yeah, I'm actually – I took one picture of you. I'm going to put another one up. I want to get the back of that guitar because it's – yeah, it's so scratched up.
Yeah.
But that's a beautiful thing, though. I mean, that's love right there.
They don't make them like this anymore either.
Oh, my gosh. Ray Flanagan, Beachland Tavern this Saturday. Brent Kirby and his luck, along with DJ Sean. Doors are at 8, correct?
Doors are at 8. Brent's going to play from 9 to 10, and he just put out a great new record. I kind of want this show to be about not – I mean, it's, you know, it's like our big night or whatever, but really I want it to be about everything that's going on around here. That's why I want to have Brent and then include Sean Brewster, who just put out that Sean and Shelby record, and make it just a celebration of – I think – everything in Cleveland we're experiencing, like a lot of positive change and a lot of everybody working together to make things happen. And Brent is somebody that has to be there in my eyes, because there is no, like, this Ray Flanagan Authorities record wouldn't be here without him, you know, for a lot of reasons, because he's just a helpful guy to me and so many other people, on top of just being an incredible artist himself. So it's a great show that we have. It really is going to be a special, special night with lots of great rock and roll and just good songs. And then after that, we'll play. So, yeah.
Hey, Russ.
Hey.
It's just us right now.
Hello.
Do you agree?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Russ.
You're welcome.
We're going to say goodbye. We're going to do the radio thing, and I'm going to say, all right, see you guys later. But really, you're going to stick around for a minute and help me program the rest of the show. Is that cool?
That's cool with me.
So you're going to hang out. Where can people go to find more about Ray Flanagan?
www.rayflanagan.net, and you can find us on Facebook, Ray Flanagan and the Authorities, and Instagram and Twitter. Use your Googles. You'll find me. Yeah. Those are the places on the interwebs.
Awesome. And we're going to get a picture of that guitar up on the Facebook page, facebook.com/NeoRocksWJCU. I'm going to play a song. I said It's Just Rain is my favorite song by yours. This one's really, really creeping up, though. I swear, I was blasting it in my car one day, and I'm like, it almost sounds like it's got this gospel feel in the back. And I'm like, and I even asked you, I'm like, who is singing in the background there? Like, who'd you bring in? And what was your answer?
It was me. But I was, yeah, it's me singing, we try to emulate that soulful, like, gospel background singer vibe and thing in there. What song are you talking about?
See, I thought you didn't know, but I wanted to see if you'd actually. I'm just trying to live.
Oh, yeah. That's cool, man. Thanks. Yeah,
Russ, do you agree?
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Okay.
But that tune is just about – specifically, I remember, like, having my graduation party. And this is – I was just thinking about this. But this was, like, the most concentrated area of people asking you questions like this about, like, you're right out of high school and you're trying to figure out what it is you're going to do with your life. And then – you always get questions, and for me, it'd be one thing if I was going to go be a lawyer or a doctor, and then I would have easy answers, like, oh, I'm going to Harvard, and I'm going to be a lawyer, and it would be easy. But when somebody asks you, like,
and they'd be like, oh, that's just great,
and yeah, and then they'd be like, that's good for you, and then when you tell them, like, oh, I want to play music, they're just kind of like, oh, but like, what are you really going to do? And it's like, no, this is what I'm really going to do, but I just think. Of, like, being at my graduation party and, like, everybody, like, oh, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? And this, like, I got so – you start to feel – like, makes you feel bad about yourself about saying, like, I'm going to play music. But to anybody that has any questions about what I'm going to do, it's just play music. So
and you say
this song.
And you say it best with this song. And before we play the song, we should give props out to the man who recorded you.
Jim Stewart. The man.
Jim.
Yeah, whenever we go to Jim's place to record, we just open up his little mail slot and we just go, Jim. We don't knock on his door.
Yeah.
Jim is just, well, I consider him one of my best friends, and I've known him since I was probably 14, and it's been really cool to watch him kind of grow, and then as we're growing and how we still get to work together, it's awesome. And then he's putting out so much great stuff,
yeah,
Ohio Sky stuff and Knights and Welshy Arms. And then he did Brent's record also. And just pumping stuff out, and it all just sounds great. So thanks, Jim, for everything that you're doing.
Yeah, we'd be a good boy, Jim.
Russ, you agree?
Yeah.
Ray, Russ, stick around with me. You're going to program the rest of the show with me.
Wow.
Until then, we are going to hear this amazing track from Ray Flanagan, the Authority, who's playing at the Beachland this Saturday, Brian Kirby and His Luck, along with DJ Sean at 8 p.m. This is Ray Flanagan and the Authorities with I'm Just Trying to Live.
Yeah.